Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm going to open up the chat room now. Let's see who's popping in. Great riff is by Tony Salvatore. Check him out on, I think he's on MySpace. I'm not sure he has a Facebook page. Maybe he has a Facebook page. Very good player. All right, I think we should start with a little Carosa. We haven't done that in a while. Here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
A year has passed and your family wants you to know it's time to laugh, to have a blast. There's so little time left to go. You may have regrets, your dreams may die, your grip with failure getting firmer. We love you, Dad. You're quite a guy that's named Burl Murmur. Thanks, kids.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Burl? All our little murmurs have sacrificed themselves selflessly to buy you that tie clasp. I have never been so moved in my entire life.
Charles, Gert, Burbert, you three kids are the greatest gifts any man could have. And now this tie clasp. Eesh. I'm so thrilled. I never knew a man could be as thrilled as this. Thank you all so much.
I wrote the poem, Burbert picked the gift, and Gert drew the picture. Oh, Gert. What a lovely rendition of it.
War. It's a drawing of how I view the aftermath of World War III, which is inescapable due to the short-sighted political moves of your generation, leaving us, the fledglings, to deal with the apocalyptic consequences. I didn't want to tell you, but I must. I am so outraged by the hypocrisy. I'm marrying Sludge. We're joining the cult of egotism and moving to Guam to form an ashram for those people who can type but don't want to.
Bert, why, I don't understand.
Understand is, I love Sludge, he loves me, and that is that.
Dad, I didn't want to say anything, but since Gert dropped her load, I might as well do the same. Everyone accused of manslaughter, and 7 people witnessed it.
Berber.
I'm going to plead insanity, though, of course. It should be no problem to prove because of my effervescent wit and dazzling charm. Should be no problem. You'll be real proud of me yet.
Some birthday this has turned out to be. I'm destroyed, utterly destroyed. I never knew a man could be as destroyed as this.
Herbert, manslaughter? Why, you can't even watch us carve a turkey.
It was self-defense. I mistook a cane for a gun.
Manslaughter? If you were going to slaughter someone, don't you think it could have been Sludge?
Huh. That's a fine thing to say about your future son-in-law, the man I love.
No, stop, everybody. I have some news, too.
Well, what's it going to be, Cheryl? A disease? An abortion? An addiction? What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been accepted into the Oxford University School of Journalism. The novella that I submitted with my application has earned me the Fulbright scholarship for the entire duration of my studies there. My collection of poems and short stories has been honored with the Eudora Welty Award for Alliteration, and it has been bought for publication by Viking Penguin Press with the contingency that I accept a very lucrative lecture tour voicing all the glimmering possibilities of a poetic world.
Well, Cheryl, we've always suspected there was a black sheep in the family. We never had an inkling it was you. But seeing that you're so articulate and seeing that this is your gift, I can't help but wondering what side of the family you get it from. The murmurs have always been introverted.
It couldn't be my side. My side of the family has always been uncomfortable with anything to do with words.
But it appears you've been gifted with this sort of thing, and if that is your life choice, we extend our continued love, support, and congratulations. Here, honey, this is really your day, not mine.
What's so great about her? What about us?
You're grounded.
Yeah, but when you see my picture in the paper, you'll say, there's our precious son, Berber Murmur, the murderer.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I see your picture in the paper or on the nose. I've had it with the ornery, upstart attitude from the I'm still ahead of this, and I'll room high with an iron fist. It might be my birthday. You might be singing. You might give me a high five. This story is not over yet. If I have anything to go about it at all, I'm still on the path in this family. I'm still at home.
That was Tom Carosa, Joe Pearce, Clara Rodriguez, Sharon Buslow, and of course me. That was a Tom Carosa sketch from his TV show. Anyway, look at that chat room. Betty Joe Tucker's in the house. Chuck Skull, Clopsy, Kate Vecchioni from Wacko World, Richard B. Smart, and Wacko World. All of Wacko World is here. Hello, Wacko World, Monday through Fridays, 9 to 11. On Blog Talk Radio, Betty Jo Tucker. Let me go back and check my email to see who do you have on Tuesday, September 3rd at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Why, it's Mac Bates and A.J. Hockery. They drop by Movie Attic Headquarters to preview upcoming fall movies. And they'll help listeners make choices. Oh, wow, 100 films vying for their box office dollars this fall. Should be interesting, always interesting. Go to www.bettyjotucker.com if you want to find out anything about the movie industry. I think it's going to be like Tom Carosa Day. What do you think? I think we should do a Tom Carosa Day. Do we have the patience for it? I don't know. Let's see.
I feel you gripping my neck and tearing my clothes.
The power of love can still your beating heart. The pain of love can strip you raw. It can cut like a knife or a tug at a thunder. With anticipation. Yes, creeping. Needing resuscitation.
From Tom Carozza's CD, Zesty. I can't wait for him to make more. Great, great songs, Tom Carozza. Great songs. In the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Chuck Skull, Clopsy. Hello, Clopsy. Kat Vecchioni, am I saying it right? From Wacko World, Richard B. Smart, always. The Wacko Network and Wacko Bob. It's a Wacko time. And good to have you all in here. I love this joke by Jackie Martin.
Guy with a Doberman pincher says to a guy with a chihuahua, let's go to a restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pincher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my Shanghai dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pincher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a chihuahua? He says, they gave me a chihuahua?
Love that. Always fun. Always fun with that one. Okay, let's see. Oh, I guess we're going on the Epica theme. I was looking for another Carozza one. How about my promo from my friend Steve Mendoza?
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
It was our late grandmother's birthday not too long ago, and that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes.
We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? That's a nice memory, I think so.
Identical twins from New York City are hitting this stage, so give a lot of love for Stone and Stone!
Nice
thank you. I'm so excited to come here.
We're on this microphone.
Yes, exactly.
We're in the right place.
Anyway,
yeah. My name is Todd, and
I'm Adam.
And we're the Stones, and we're twins as well.
We're twins.
And we spend virtually all of our time together.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
But we also see other people, don't we?
Yeah, we also see other people. Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Mahor. And exactly. Yeah. And I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced
sure
her?
I do.
I said, "This is my brother, and this is Mahor."
Yeah.
And I love talking baby talk to her too. I said, "Who's Mahor? You're Mahor." Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Charming girl. Really very nice girl. Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true
no,
at
we
all.
Have many
we have plenty of differences,
exactly.
Don't we?
We play a game called Notice the Differences.
Oh, yeah.
We
do.
Play?
I guess we're
going to
play.
Oh, you start.
Okay.
I'm start.
Oh, okay.
Right here. Notice the differences. My favorite color is red.
My favorite color is blue.
My favorite flavor is vanilla.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
I like dogs.
I do drugs.
I've dated a model.
I've done a homeless girl.
I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful for all of you. I hope that was helpful. I'm also a twin, and we love being twins.
We do. We're very good.
We also get asked the same exact annoying question
with all the very obvious answers. You know.
Like, can you read each other's minds?
No.
Or like, do you guys get along?
Yes.
Are you fighting all the time?
No.
Have you ever considered having sex with each other?
Of course.
Exactly.
I mean,
speaking of obvious answers,
you
mean well,
exactly.
And that's okay. And
we
understand.
Exactly.
Anyway, you know, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy
came out of the closet.
Yeah, I do. Actually, we were both in a train.
The first time we heard about it,
there were these two bigots sitting behind us. And they were saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays."
I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know?
But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry.
We would have. Right? Yeah.
What would we do?
Our idea was we'd go down south, say to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah.
Right?
Twin governors.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference and we'd say, "You know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years, and we're gay."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're Muslim, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much. That's it. Thank you. Give it up for Stone and Stone.
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People and society, corporations run their lives. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was present. Take this. I just wanna play my guitar all day and night.
Say to Sigurd Wright and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
I owe George Bettinger I've got to get him a promo. I have yet to make it. I've been so busy editing my Friars softball film that I didn't get around to it. And let's see what we have in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, is Tuesday, September 3rd. Noted film critics Mac Bates and A.J. Huckery. You want to check that out. They're going to preview upcoming fall movies, and they're going to help you pick from over 100 films vying for your box office dollars this fall. And you want to be in this so you don't waste your money. Betty Jo always knows. I got to say, Betty Jo, I was disappointed by Wolverine. How about you? It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And we love Hugh Jackman. Who else do we have in the house? Chuck Skull. Chuck, do you have a radio show? Post it if you do. Welcome there. Clopsy's in the house. Hello, Clopsy. Kat Vecchione from like the Wacko World. See, I pronounced your name and I couldn't pronounce Wacko World. That's what happens. Richard B. Smart. He always is. And the Wacko Network and Wacko Bob. It's all the Wacko Boys. Wacko, Wacko. And thank you for tuning in. You can listen to their show on BTR Radio Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. And I think they sometimes have a special show. Betty Jo also has reviews online. Go to www.bettyjotucker.com and check out. She's also got a blog. She's got everything. Betty Jo just is nonstop. I don't think she ever leaves that computer. What are you going to do with her? I don't know. George Bettinger, might as well mention his show, George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop. You can get more information on Facebook. They're on now. I believe they changed their time back to 4 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. There we go. And I think I got everybody in. Did I miss anybody? Make sure you post your shows. Oh, Real Talk Reviews, www.realtalkreviews.com with Betty Jo Tucker. And always good to check that out, right?
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, We buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
Day I named you, I'd come when you'd call. Thought that I had seen you, thought I knew my job. I was a ghost dog, but I missed you anyway. My prior owner blamed me for digging holes in the backyard. Worked off my debt by barking at strangers near the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village.
where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita.
My,
what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your spine is really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
That was Tom Carosa and myself doing a parody of The Bad Seed, as Betty Jo probably figured out. And, Chuck logged out just as I was about to promote him. Okay, Chuck's Skull Show is, let me back up, on the Wacko Network every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, called Chuck's, what is it? It's called Skull's World of Mayhem. Sorry, everybody's typing as fast as I can, and the time is flying. Oh, Vicky Chats is in the room. Hi, Vicky. Vicky is in the chat room all the way from the Isle of Crete. What time is it there in Crete? Oh, boy. The cat, I think you're in Florida. Clopsy, where are you? Are you in Florida, too? Is everybody in Florida but me? I guess so. And Betty Jo Tucker is in Pueblo, Colorado, where you get the pamphlets from. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, yeah. And the time's gone really fast. We're down to the last 4 minutes. Wahoo! That's a really fast going show there. How about a nun western? I think so. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay.
Sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American. For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you? Chuck Skull. All right. Chuck, post your site again. I think, let's see, you're on. Chuck is back. He also co-hosts Wacko World with Kat Vicchione. Okay. Vicky Chats in the Isle of Crete. Richard V. Smart. Clopsy. And, of course, the wonderful, the talented Betty Jo Tucker. She really, really loves her movies. So check out her site, www.bettyjotucker.com. Thank you all for listening in today. That was fun. Went very fast. Ooh, boom. It just like pop up again. All right. Have a good weekend. This is Sose with Sose Floats. Check him out at the Elemental Wizard. It's spelled S-O-C. Everybody happy.